We have Marshall Johnson with us now. He's from Audubon, Dakota. And we've talked to him several times. He's quite mic shy. He doesn't like to be, you know, to go behind a microphone. But I've talked him into it. I kind of worked him over pretty good to make sure he agreed to be with us. And Marshall, welcome to KFGO again.
Thanks for strong-arming me, Jack.
Yeah, buddy. It's always good to talk to you. And I'd like to see you out in public more often, too. So where are you today? I know you're out Audubonning somewhere.
Yeah, I'm calling you now from the Edward M. Brigham Alkali Lake Sanctuary. It's one of Audubon sanctuaries we manage for wildlife and people here just north of Jamestown.
All right. And I noticed that the Fargo-Moorhead, the annual Fargo Birding Festival is set for this weekend. How long has this birding festival been going on?
You know, this will be our sixth year partnering with the Fargo Parks District, and they're a wonderful partner, and we're looking for our biggest turnout, and hopefully we'll cross the century mark for species observed there at Forest River. So it's been, this will be the sixth year, and we're praying for good sunshine and some really good birding.
And Marshall, in years past, how many people show up generally?
You know, I think last year we had our biggest year, and it was a wet, rainy day, or a wet, rainy morning, but we had roughly about 100 people, or just under 100 people show up. So we want to go for a couple hundred this weekend. Typically, it's on the same weekend as the Fargo Marathon. So, you know, folks are split between this, and some folks, we actually had someone who ran a race in the morning and came out and did some birding in the afternoon or in the late morning last year. So we're looking at having maybe 150 to 100, 200 folks. And last year was our big year, and we had roughly 80 or 85.
Is there free admission?
Free admission, free parking, and we have some really expert birders that if you've never birded before, you can come on out. There's some people that kind of know what they're doing and really are eager to help people that are just getting into birding. So, and if you're an expert, it's a good place to go birding for you as well. So it's, we have stuff for kids, stuff for adults, really just a good morning there at Forest River.
So if someone hasn't been out birding, whenever I think of birding, up until the time I met you, honestly, my stereotypical impression of someone who was into birding was like Jane Hathaway on the Beverly Hillbillies. Remember the bank president's assistant?
I do.
Okay. And thank goodness I met you, because you don't look anything like Jane Hathaway. But how should people dress for this event?
You know, it's really weather dependent. It looks like we're going to have a clear day around 60, 65 degrees. So hopefully that stays true. And, you know, you can just come out in a shirt. You'll get a free Fargo Birding Festival shirt for showing up. But you can come out in a shirt, maybe a sweater. If you've got a pair of binoculars, that's great. We'll try to have a few binoculars for folks to use on hand. But if you've got some binoculars, be sure to bring those and bring a pen so you can get a checklist at the Birding Festival. Craig Buer over at the Fargo Parks District helped put together, and he works on the checklist, and we've got a new checklist, so you'll get one of those, and that's pretty much all you need is that and your curiosity.
Now, the event is Saturday, and it goes from 7 a.m. until 12 noon. You alluded to the free parking. It's at Forest River. Where is Forest River? And I'll tell you right now, we're going to ask Marshall to answer that, but if you go to KFGO.com, go to the No Dak Jack Sunday blog. Not only do I have the invitation up, but also a map to it. But give our listeners who won't have access to the net an idea where Forest River is.
You know, it's a good question, and I encourage your listeners to go to the blog, and we have the postcard there with the map on it. You just head down University and right past Briarwood, just south of 52nd Avenue. You will see a sign that says Forest River Orchard Glen, turn left. And you go right into it, to the Orchard Glen, Forest River area, and just hang a right towards Forest River, and maybe about a half mile, you're right there at the gate.
Now, Marshall, for you, what would be the holy grail of birds? If you could see a particular bird, what would it be? Now, I'm going to write down, don't answer yet, I'm going to write down what I think your answer might be, but what is the holy grail of something you would like to see as far as birds?
You know, for me, I'd say it would be, I guess I have two. I want to see a Tennessee warbler. I'll likely see a Tennessee warbler. I'll tell you, I saw my first ever sandhill crane at the birding festival last year. Now, that's not normal or typical, but I did see three sandhill cranes there last year hovering above and changing direction and going on their way. And that was the first time I actually had ever seen a sandhill crane. If you know, the Parks District and the county have done a great job of creating those two wetlands there, and they hold anywhere from 5 to 10 species of waterfowl. And if I saw a northern pintail, which is the Cadillac of duck, I'd love to see that.
Well, I thought you'd say whooping crane, but you did say sandhill, so
right.
I would
we'll give
love
you half
that.
Credit.
Yeah, okay. Hey, so again, for more information, you can go to NoDakJackSunday@KFGO.com or the Fargo Parks Department or Audubon, Dakota, and get more details. And it is easy to get to, and it's Saturday, and it'll be a lot of fun. Marshall, thank you very much. Next time, we're going to have to talk about our peregrines. How quickly, well, we don't have time now. We have to talk about our peregrine falcons. They are back, right?
They are back, and they're probably halfway into kind of the breeding season, and maybe 2 weeks we'll have first hatch.
Do we know what their names are? Do we know these birds?
These birds, it's Miracle and Annie, which is the male from last year. So
wow.
This is the second year that they've nested together, and it's the seventh year.
Annie, that's
year
right. We named a boy peregrine Annie by accident. Right. All right.
Right.
Thank you, Marshall. You're the man.
Okay, thanks, Zach and Sandy. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy.